It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you.
It's got to be the torpedoes.
Right, so it's got to be the torpedo bats. And obviously, analytics catches up to the Yankees in a good way, I guess, and has created quite the controversy and quite the stir throughout Major League Baseball. Now, here's the good news. Aaron Judge does not use a torpedo bat.
He does not.
He uses his real bat. Mm. And that's why Aaron Judge is the ultimate needle mover.
Needle mover.
That's
for
exactly
sure.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, we started something last week. But the guys, obviously, that use the torpedo bat is Goldschmidt, Bellinger, Wells, Volpe, and Jazz Chisholm. Now, the interesting one is Chisholm, because he's got three home runs. He's got five hits and he's batting .417.
Yeah, I mean,
Chisholm scores.
Yeah, Chisholm scores a lot over the past weekend. And remember when we were talking about the Anthony Volpe home run where Dave Sims was like, "Oh, he fisted that one out there," and it's like, "Oh, it really looked like he got it on that part of the bat." We didn't really know about the torpedo bats at that point, but that exact home run to right field where it caught what we thought was not the barrel caught part of the barrel of the torpedo bat.
So I guess this is where analytics works, and this has a very Belichickian feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because, you know, each sport is so different because, you know in basketball, the basketball is always the basketball. The football, we went through this whole thing.
Well, they manipulate the hell out
right.
of football now.
We went through that whole thing with Tom Brady, so there's that. But there's very things that are so very specific. But then in baseball, it's like, hell, whatever goes. Like, we're going to change the baseball this year. We're going to change it back to something else. The Yankees bring this MIT professor's idea about changing the bat, and they approve it. They're like, yeah, okay, it's fine. And then you get a sport like golf where every single year the equipment changes. So it's like, I don't even... This, if Major League Baseball approved this and the Yankees were ahead of it, you can't be mad at it.
Yeah,
can't be mad at it.
I never read so much stuff about bats. I mean,
right.
You know, rules and who knew what the...
It's available to everybody,
to
by
exactly.
the way.
It is. It is. And maybe everybody will want to go to it, especially with the way that the Brewers pitching staff was reacting.
Yeah. And McGill's brother... You know, basically said that, you know, it's the reason why, you know, it's the Yankees. So that's why they allowed this thing. If another team had gone, implying that if another team had gone to Major League Baseball about it, they would say no. But since it was the Yankees, Major League Baseball
right,
approved
well,
that, it.
That's, I can understand being upset, but that's a ridiculous take.
Yeah, well,
that
yeah.
is a 100% ridiculous take. And the question will be, will other teams do this? And
well, the Braves apparently just put in their order, McMonagle told me on the overnight when I was listening. Braves put in their order.
And by the way, the Mets should be putting in their order,
I hope
too,
so.
Or something, maybe, because Jesus.
That's insane.
Yeah, so, like, here we go again. The offense is flat. The pitching was reasonable.
Yeah, which... we don't expect that. I expect the pitching to be reasonable throughout the entire year. I don't expect it to be great. I don't expect it to be terrible. I expect it to be reasonable, but obviously the offense has got to wake up. You know, we gave him a pass with the Framber Valdez game, but, you know, after that, it was pretty disappointing. And, you know, Francisco Lindor just gets off to these slow starts every time. He's going to have a great year in the end of it. We know that he will. He'll wake up when the weather gets a little bit warmer, even though they're playing down in Houston inside. But that's just something that he deals with, the team deals with. But yeah, it was frustrating. It was annoying, especially when you're watching the Yankees, you know, 20 spot, 12 spot, just doing what they were doing over the weekend in the cold weather in the Bronx. And the Mets are just, you know, scratching and clawing for a run here or there.
I was just thinking about Dave Sims and having to go over and over and keep doing it.
Hey now! He said more hey nows, I think, over this weekend than he did all of last year with the
Probably.
Mariners.
And I think Susan was telling him that.
Yeah. No, I did hear that clip. Yeah, yes. Basically, like, you're not going to know what to do with yourself. Yeah.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And I told Jerry about this, but this was one of the strangest things. Speaking of Dave Sims, as I'm scrolling through all the websites this morning, I go to TMZ Sports. Like, a TMZ reporter is interviewing Dave Sims in the street. And Jerry will have it next hour, interviewing Dave Sims in the street like he's like a legit like celebrity getting off a plane at LAX.
Well,
and I'm like, what?
He's the voice of the Yankees.
Yeah, but come on. We love Dave. We love the fact that he's getting some attention, all of that. But generally, when you see those things, it's like, oh, you know, we caught Morgan Wallen leaving SNL, and he's going to give you a quote about why he left the stage. Or not, we got Dave Sims outside of his apartment to go call Yankees Brewers.
By the way, why did Morgan Wallen leave the stage?
I don't know. We could talk about it later. I got a couple takes on it. I got a couple ideas.
There was no, did he give any statement or anything?
No, but he did post on Instagram his private jet saying, get me back to God's country right after that.
So couldn't wait to get the hell out of New York.
Yes, that's what I think was going on there. So
maybe there was a weather or alert or something. Maybe his pilot said, hey, man, we got to get the hell out of here.
There was no weather coming. No, I mean, we lived here over the weekend. There wasn't
Well, not here could be where he was going.
Okay, that's true, yeah. But whatever. I mean, he probably hated being here. But anyway, the point being, I was like, Dave Sims. I mean, is this what we got going on here, man? The Yankees are so hot right now that TMZ's finding Dave Sims in the streets of Manhattan to get his take on the team. It's wild.
I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better weekend. I mean, you really couldn't have. And everybody's talking about the loss of Juan Soto. What's the team going to do? And look, they got a million games left. There is a long way to go. It's just, it's a great start, and it makes you happy if you're a fan because it makes us frustrated.
Yeah.
Watching our supposed offense you know, just basically go down in flames.
Yeah. You know, and I, well, all right, I mean, that is dramatic for the first three games. Are supposed
I know,
to be
I know,
down
the
in flames.
I mean,
but they struggled. There's no two ways about it. They struggled. Yes, it was frustrating. But, you know, I was thinking another thing about, like, the bat thing. Like you're not allowed to cork the bat, right?
Right.
Not allowed to, but you could make the barrel bigger on the bat.
Well, it's you're moving the barrel either up or down depending on where you tend to hit the baseball. So you really have to we talk about the Mets pitching lab.
Yep, pitching
you
lab.
You really have to credit the front office geeks of the Yankees.
Oh yeah.
Looking at every single hit that Volpe had to determine where he's hitting the ball and why he's hitting it there and how can we fix the bat to at least give him a chance. Now, he only had two hits during the weekend.
Yeah, no.
And both were home runs, of course.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like he was, you know, he came out of the weekend with 10 hits.
Yeah, but I mean, you could make the argument that those two home runs would have been, you know, pop flies to the outfield if he had the bats last year.
I mean, I guess if you're a Yankee fan, you got to be happy with Chisholm, you got to be happy with Bellinger, and you got to be happy with Goldschmidt because they got off the great start. Normally, you know,
Aaron Judge obviously too. I
mean, yeah, but he's here. You expect that. The other guys, you know, they brought him in here. They you know, and Chisholm was brought in there last year. But the fact that Goldschmidt and Bellinger got off to the start that they got off to, that is like. You know, if we ever have like a free agent for the Mets, a guy always goes into like a month-long slump when he gets here.
Yeah,
except for Cespedes,
right? And that was a trade deadline situation, and he took the team to heights we never expected back in 2015. I know what you're saying. I mean, the Yankees, as you said, they couldn't have been a better weekend, especially with all the chatter in the offseason. You're bringing in these old guys. You're trying to revive careers. You're trying to find the MVP and Cody Bellinger that hasn't been there in many years. Paul Goldschmidt's 100 years old. All of these narratives that had the Yankee fan annoyed in the offseason. I mean, they answered every one of those questions, and they answered them in a big way. So we'll see if this continues. We'll see if the bat thing is an issue, and if we start seeing every team using this and every team scoring 20 runs, and Major League Baseball is now all of a sudden you expect more of a 10-8 game than a 2-1 game. I mean, maybe this is the thing that brings us back to 1998. Maybe the torpedo bat is the new steroid. Have you ever think of that? That the game is going to completely change now because of this equipment, and now we're going to have, you know, people breaking home run records and chasing after everything again.
Again, but you can also manipulate the ball like we have seen.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you
can. So to take the juice out of the ball.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.